And we're gonna get started. Mr. Glenn Schmidt's gonna lead us in the pledge.
A lot more.
Recording in progress.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome to November 15, 2023, Cache Valley Transit District Board Meeting. We cannot take action yet, so we're gonna go through some administrative things. We'll come back to the consent agenda and other items. We'll just go through some board business until somebody else comes. But before we go to the board business, are there any public comments? Nope? Okay, I'm not hearing any. Let's go into 5A, oaths of office.
Okay, so what happened was we had a grandma request, again, government access, records access management request, for oaths of office of our officers. And for some of us, so for like Curtis and I, and Cherise, myself, it's been quite some time since we've done that. We couldn't find those oaths of office, and so we reached out to our legal counsel. He said, let's just re-administer those, and then we'll release those. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna re-administer the oath of office for the chair, the CEO, general manager, the comptroller, treasurer, and the secretary. So Curtis will start us off, and then Patrick will finish up the oaths of office.
Stan, raise your...
Okay.
You do it up in the front here?
Wherever you want to do it.
We'll do it.
We're gonna do it right here. Yep.
This is great.
Okay.
So raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, and then state your name.
I, Patrick Jenkins.
Having been appointed to the office of...
Having been appointed to the office of board chair...
To the board of trustees for the Cache Valley Transit District.
To the board of trustees for the Cache Valley Transit District.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend...
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend...
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're back
Thank
in.
You.
you want us to come
this
up there?
This is fun. Come on up.
Cherise.
Come on up.
Can you get over here?
Yes.
It's like a firing squad.
Boy, I don't like that.
Okay. I state your name.
I
Curtis Roberts.
Having been appointed to the office of, state your office.
Having been appointed to the office of board controller and secretary. Treasurer.
This is very good.
To the board of trustees for the Cache Valley Transit District. Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey. This is fun. I still can't take action. When we have another board member, we will ratify what you just witnessed. Glenn, would you present the financials of the third quarter?
Sure. I think you have that in your packet. So, there really aren't any surprises that Curtis pointed out. One thing that Curtis discovered is that the sales tax may not come in as we thought it would. So he's projected that to be slightly lower by about 0.5% or so.
It's about 1%.
1%, yeah. So that is the biggest thing. It doesn't cause any heartache anywhere. So we're in good shape. The six buses did come in for, when was it, September?
In October.
October, so those came in. anticipated those coming next year, but you were able to get those in this year at a substantial savings, and so that's what we did, and so we're in good shape with that. So we are in good shape. Any questions?
Thank you. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate you sharing that about the committee. On 5C, are we taking action on that tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to skip that and go 5D. Dave, Gary, will you give us an update on the facility?
Yes. The quick and succinct message.
Don't be too quick. We need
Do you have any video for me?
We don't.
I do. I don't.
That's what we're going to do next month.
Okay. Well, things are going as planned. So far, we're on budget and we're on time. And though we have run into some challenges, they haven't been enough that it would prevent us from continuing to be on time. That's probably the biggest issue. And so that's really all that I can say about it, other than the fact that it's doing what it's supposed to do.
And then next month, so in December.
Yes, in December, we will do a presentation that will have time-lapse photography that will show it from the very ground to what it is at that point in time.
Who's want to come to December?
That's awesome. Okay, thanks, Dave. We're moving right along. Let's, Todd, you have an update.
A long update, perhaps.
I really don't have long.
This is unbelievable.
How many do we have to have?
What's that?
We need one more.
I need one more person before I can take action.
Even counting.
Connors.
Even with me here?
Yeah, even with you there, Ron.
All right.
Ron, you count as two normally, but tonight.
Yeah, sure, there you go.
Well, let's keep working easy. Here we go. Let's move down to the board chair report. Moving right along tonight, aren't we? 8 minutes in and I'm almost done with meeting. We asked last time about a board appointment and apportionment update. So the following cities have passed the all the cities but Millville have passed resolution 08-2023, which was the new structure of the board. And the following cities have committed to, what are we calling it, to appoint?
Have their appointees,
thank you. So North Logan and Hyde Park, they will be appointing Ron Bushman. Smithfield, Richmond, Lewiston will be appointing Mike Arnold. Providence River Heights will be appointing Jeff Turley. Do I know this one?
Yeah, they are.
Really? Because Millville hasn't.
Yeah, but they...
Hiram Millville Nibley has committed to do Lear. Sean's talking with Cache County, and the week after Thanksgiving, we think that Logan will vote on the resolution and appoint Patrick, Glenn, and Dave. So that's kind of the status of the board going forward. And then employee anniversary. So Dick Coates has been with us 21 years. He's the maintenance supervisor. And Julie Barrett is 11 years as a driver, so that's very exciting.
Maybe just because we have the time. Huh?
We do, yes. Does anybody want to tell a story?
I do about Dick Coates. So I just think this is kind of really cool. And Jody, feel free to add in. But so Dick Coates has been with us for 21 years. He's our maintenance supervisor. So he supervises all the shop. He schedules all the maintenance. Does an incredible job. But he actually started with us with no formal training in maintenance as a service worker, as a vehicle cleaner. And so he just came to work, hey, this is just something to get me by for a minute, I'm not gonna do anything, and he stuck around. Then he became a technician, again, no formal training, and we just kind of trained him up, and then he worked his way up to lead mechanic, and now he's been our maintenance supervisor. How long, Jordan? I mean, it's been a while.
5, 6 years.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool to, I think, to watch that progression.
Okay, well, that's a fun story. Thank you. And we're going to continue on. are your consent agendas before you, which includes the approval of the agenda this evening. There's one correction to the agenda. Under 5C, we're going to be considering the tentative 2024 budget. The consent agenda also includes the approval of minutes from October 25th and notice of the meeting on December 13th. Can I have a motion for the consent agenda?
Paul James, I move.
Paul James, in a second, please. David Geary. Any discussion? All in favor of the consent agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any
nay?
Okay. Moving on to 5A. Tonight we administered the oaths of office to Patrick Jenkins, Todd Butler, Charisse, and Curtis. We need to ratify that, and I'd accept a motion to ratify those appointments this evening.
So moved.
Dave Geary, a second.
Second.
Bob Kirshenson, any discussion? All in favor of ratifying those appointments, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed by nay? I'm sorry?
There might be a little delay, so I just want to make sure they said.
Thank you. Okay, the ayes carried. We are now down to 5C, consideration of the tentative 2024 budget. Curtis Roberts, would you walk us through that, please?
Absolutely. This is going to be extremely boring because everything that we presented in October still applies except for one change that Glenn referenced. We have updated sales tax information projection, and so there's a sheet there. Can you go down just one below this one? So there's no changes to the expenditure side of things at this point. We're holding those constant. What we did notice was sales tax kind of dipped. So based off of updated information, we went back through and the governor's office has updated their projection for next year, slightly lower. And they updated their projection to the end of the year to be lower. So we modified our projection to the end of the year from 3% down to 2%, and our projection from next year from 3.9% to 3.8%. The result of that result is the revenues decreased by $101,000. We're still green overall as far as operating revenues exceeding operating expenses, so we didn't make any changes to the expense budget at this point. That's our recommended tentative budget for you guys to consider.
Thank you. I'm glad you sold those buses early to make up for it.
Amen to that.
Okay, before we move on, is there any discussion you'd like to have about the tentative budget as it exists? Any questions for Curtis and team? Thank you for putting this all together. This was always a Herculean task. I'm not hearing any.
Curtis, could you talk about the employee turnover issue and why our salaries and benefits are so much less than what we've got?
Yeah, so if you'll go back up to the budget change explanations for the third quarter, keep going up. Page six. So this is page six in your packet, right there, a little bit higher.
A little bit higher.
So, as we were doing our projections at the end of the year and looking at our budget, I was trying to figure out why there was a deviation. And we understand that there's some dealing with benefits because we have to budget full benefits, even if somebody takes a little bit less. And that explains a chunk of the difference. But further investigation, what we found was we've had a number of employees go out on unpaid leave. And what happens is we can't fill those positions, but we still got to have people filling the positions. And so what's happened is we've pulled people that were budgeted for other duties, such as dispatching, operations supervisor. They may have been assigned more to taking buses and fueling them. They may have been assigned to getting people transferred into their positions. And we put them in driving positions. What happens is we've already budgeted for those salaries, and so we're not incurring the cost of these unpaid leave situations, and we haven't had to incur extra time per se, maybe a little bit of overtime, but mostly it's just not doing some of the jobs. And that number was a lot larger than I really thought it was going to be. It turned out to be a rather large number, and that's where a number of the differences are resulting from. We have to budget to be fully staffed, so we don't really have an option there. So that's our opinion, is we need to be budgeted to pay for everybody's salary or wages. But we did incur a large number of unpaid leave situations this last year. It was really amazing how many we had.
So what that means is that if you look at where we are right now and you did a straight line projection, you would come up with a number that is less than what we budgeted for in 2024. And the reason for that is that we got a windfall because we had a lot of people that had to be off, but bring that up in case there's somebody who may look at these and think that we're over budgeting in 2024 for salaries and benefits, when in fact we aren't. We just had to take the windfall and recognize that it was a windfall and that we needed to budget as if they were working what they were budgeting for this year.
Thanks, Dave.
Great. Other discussion? Okay. I'd accept the motion to approve the tentative fiscal year 2024 budget.
So moved.
Bob, a second, please.
Second.
Dave. Any discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor of advancing, of approving the fiscal year 2024, the tentative fiscal year 2024 budget, please make it known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed by nay? No opposes. Thank you. It carries. What do you want to talk about now? Hey, fun story about Dick Coates. He started from the bottom and worked his way up. All right. We're at item number 8, I think. Did I miss anything? And we took the scenic route, but we got to the same place. Item number 8, any public comment tonight? Not hearing any. All right. Well, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.